I am, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Come on, give him one more praise. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, you've overcome. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Children, go to their classes. Hallelujah. Woo. Hallelujah. Perfect love. Hallelujah. Perfect love. Hallelujah. No greater love. Come on. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Tell someone I'm loved. Ah, come on, tell someone I'm loved. Ah, hallelujah. He loves me, he loves me, he loves me. Come on, I don't know, that gets me excited, hallelujah. Do you know what causes me to run after God? It's the love of God. It's His love that He poured out, His love that He gave to me, hallelujah. I want you to think about this. What would you do, hallelujah? I wrote this down, hallelujah. What do you love so much that you would give your life up for? What do you love so much that you would give your life up for? Come on, I want you to think about that. What do we love so much that I would give my life for that thing that I love more than my own? But perfect love does. See, that love, I want you to understand something. See, that love, hallelujah, causes me to be who I'm called to be. That love, hallelujah, is resurrection love, hallelujah. It's empowering, it's quickening, hallelujah. It stirs your heart. It's the love that when you weren't looking for it, it was looking for you, hallelujah. No matter where you went, no matter where you hid, it was that love, hallelujah. Say that love. That love that looks for you, hallelujah. When you weren't looking for Him, He was looking for you. It's that love, hallelujah, that He desires to come up in you, hallelujah, to overflow you, come on, to overtake you, to overwhelm you, hallelujah, that you could be the person, the husband, the wife that God called you to be, that you could be the worker that God called you to be, that you could be the worshiper that He called you to be. It's only by His love. It's only by His love. I can't love you any other way but through Him. But that love's perfect. That love's real. It's overcoming love. And that love abides in me. It abides in you. Hallelujah. And it casts out fear. Casts out doubt. It overshadows you. It overshadows you. Come on. Thank God. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on. Thank you, praise team. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on. Hallelujah. You know, I want you to hear this. We let a lot of things overwhelm us. Anger. I'm not a watch guy. I don't know. I love that watch, but I just... You know, you just want to do something and you think you just... Maybe you could be that guy that could wear a watch. I'm just not that guy. So, I'm just not that guy. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Listen, I want you to hear something. I want you to hear that sometimes we let so many things overwhelm us. We let so many things get on us. We let so many things. I want you to hear this and know that He sent His Son so that He, hallelujah, can rise up in you. So that He, hallelujah, can abide within you. That He can overshadow. You're going to help me tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Because I'm talking about a mighty God. I'm talking about a great God. I'm talking about a God that loves you. Hallelujah. That you let God, hallelujah, overwhelm you. That's something to get excited about. Amen. It's something to stir my heart about. We get excited about a lot of things. You get a pay raise. Woo! Your neighbor's here. Come on, amen. You get a check in the mail that you didn't ask for. You do a dill dance. Come on, amen. Hallelujah. Somebody compliments you. Come on, somebody does this or that for you. Oh, you'll just shout, you'll do this and that. But I want you to know, He died, hallelujah, that I might have life. Hallelujah. That's something to dance about. Hallelujah. So I want you to know, it's by faith you believe in and receiving it, saying, God, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let Him get on you. Amen. Come on, let some of that other stuff begin to shake off you when you give God thanks. When you give God praise, you begin to magnify His name. Come on, somebody say magnify. What do we talk about when we say magnify the Lord? You begin to see God bigger, hallelujah, than your problem. You begin to magnify Him bigger. Come on, bigger. Say bigger. I need God to be bigger than my dilemma. Hallelujah. I need God to be bigger than my failure. Come on. I need God to be bigger than what I'm in the midst of whatever I'm in. I need God to fill the pit, hallelujah, that sometimes we're in. Overflow with your love, God. That what this thing was a pit, but now it's filled with God's love and I'm just swimming in God's mercy and grace. What the enemy has tried to do for evil, hallelujah, my God, hallelujah, will do it for good. Because He's a good God. That's who He is. Come on. Tell your neighbor, He's a good God. He knows no other way. Hallelujah. That's who He is. He can't be anything else. He can't be anything else. Hallelujah. All right. Let's get this right. He said, but Paul's saying this. He says, not that I've already attained. Either we're already perfect. I want you to hear this. He's saying that it's not like I'm perfect. I still make mistakes. Hallelujah. But I follow after. I press towards. I move forward. I don't stop. I don't look at what was back there. Hallelujah. I don't look at my imperfections or what others might say that I am or what they think I am. I'm moving towards what He says and who He died for and set me free from. That's what I'm moving. Tell someone we got to move after Him. Amen. God's moving. He's moving. Hallelujah. I want to move with God. Amen. He says, follow after. He says, perfect, but I follow after. He says, if that I might apprehend. This scripture just woke me up one time. I remember I was in a tough place. And I just heard the Spirit of God says, I want to apprehend you. I've apprehended you. I want you to apprehend me. That word apprehend means lay hold. Tell someone lay hold. Listen, I want you to know at Christmas time when you're in a store and you're looking at something, Freaky Friday, whatever it's called. Black Friday. It's Freaky Friday. He says, and you're looking for that man, that whatever you're looking for. What are you looking for? Okay, you don't like it. Okay. So whatever you're looking for, whatever you're trying to find that you know you want it, you don't even know if you want it. You know it's on sale so much that you got to have it. And you're going to lay hold of it. Amen. Come on, you're going to do whatever you can to lay hold of that thing that you're going to get it. You're going to grab hold of it and you ain't going to let it go. I want you to know that, listen, He says, I ask you to lay hold of it. Take hold of which you've been apprehended. I want you to get this and understand that I've been apprehended. Hallelujah. I've been overwhelmed by His love. Hallelujah. That from the depths, I'm going to read this scripture to you. It's in Ephesians. It says this. It says, of whom the whole family is, that He, this is Ephesians 3:16, that He would grant you according to His riches and glory to be strengthened with might by your Spirit in the inner man. Say inside. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want you to know that He died so that He could abide within you. Hallelujah. So what's in you can overwhelm that which is in the world. Hallelujah. For God has given us a Spirit, hallelujah, His Spirit within us. And He says this, He says, that you might be strengthened with might in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts. Where does He dwell? Where does He dwell? Where does He dwell? We got to get it in us, amen. By faith, that you being rooted, grounded in what? Love, hallelujah. That you be rooted and grounded in love, that you might know, that you might comprehend, that you might apprehend. Tell your neighbor you've got to apprehend. That you might lay hold of. Hallelujah. What is the depth? What is the breadth? What is the length, the depth, the height? And to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge. It gets beyond your knowledge. Come on, amen. We got to let God. Say, let God. We got to let Him get a hold of us so that He can get us beyond our knowledge, beyond to what we could see around us. And He says, to whom might know the love which is past His knowledge, that you might be filled. He wants you to be filled. He wants you to be filled up with all the fullness of God. God is love. I'm telling you this, man. I want you to know that when I just begin to pay attention, and I just begin to open my heart, and say, God, I need you. Hallelujah.
God, cause me to be aware. Cause me to come to knowledge. Because, Lord, whatever I'm facing right now is beyond my understanding. Whatever's out in front of me right now, Lord, I need you to fill me with your love. Hallelujah. Lord, I need you to overtake me. I need you to apprehend. You've apprehended me, God. Lord, cause me to apprehend. Take hold of what you did for me. Take hold of it, God. Because it's by that grace that empowers me. It quickens me. It causes Christ, that love. Say that love. That same love that was in the grave. Hallelujah. That love that he had for you. For the Father, apprehended him, hallelujah, took hold of him, caused him to rise up, hallelujah. You ain't going to stay in this. It was the love of God. Say the love of God. It was the love of God, hallelujah, that he had for a son that didn't leave him in that condition, hallelujah, but brought him up. Say, brought me up. Laid hold of him, hallelujah, that apprehended him, took hold of him in that same love. That same love, hallelujah, that same resurrection power is in you. Come on, to apprehend you, to lay hold of you, to cause you to be awakened, to cause him to quicken you, hallelujah, to cause you to rise up, hallelujah, cause you to run when you don't feel like it, and you might want to turn the other way, you might want to hide yourself, but that love of God, hallelujah, will overwhelm you. It'll cause you to be filled up, hallelujah, and others will look at you and say, how can you be that way? I'm going to tell you how. It's because of the love of God. It's apprehending me. It's laid hold of me. And I don't care what anybody says. That's who he is. Tell someone that's who he is. Hallelujah. And he says, let's go back to Philippians. He says, for that which I've been apprehended, I've been seized. That other word seized means I've been seized by God. I've been overwhelmed. Listen, we need to let God overwhelm us. That thing that's overwhelming you, when you begin to let God overwhelm you, hallelujah. Let him come up on you, hallelujah. Let him begin to rise. Let God arise, and my enemies be scattered, hallelujah. I'm going to say it again. Let God arise, and enemies be scattered in Jesus' name. He says, brother, I count it not myself to be have apprehended. I'm still lay a hold of. I'm still reaching for. I'm not stopping, hallelujah. But this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind me. Say those things that are behind me. Hallelujah. Those things that reminded me who I wasn't. Who, but it's the love of God that reminds me of who I am. Come on, amen. It's those things in my past that tell me who I used to be. Tell me what I used to be like. What I'm not. Hallelujah. We talked about it Wednesday night. You need to get the message. Amen. Who was here Wednesday night? Did you enjoy that? Come on, God began to speak to our hearts, hallelujah, where he spoke to Moses, and he stood before Moses, and he said, Moses, he says, I want you to go tell, he says, who do I say told me to go? He says, tell him I am. Hallelujah, I'm everything you need me to be, hallelujah, I am. And Moses, before that verse, he says, am I? I'm going to say it again, am I? You know, I want you to know that that's in the past because he was a stutterer. He didn't think of himself. He was running with fear from Pharaoh. He was hiding in the desert place. Hallelujah. He said, am I? But God says, it doesn't matter what Pharaoh sees. It doesn't matter what you think of yourself. But I'm telling you, you're going to declare. It's going to come out of you. I am. Tell someone else, I am. I am. Hallelujah. I'm not going to say, am I anymore? But I'm going to say, I am. I am a child of God. Hallelujah. I am perfect in all my ways. I am holy. I am righteous. Hallelujah. I am healed. Hallelujah. I am loved by God. I am set free from God. Hallelujah. Old things are passed away. That's who I am. Hallelujah. Why? Because God said that's who I am. That's all you need to know. I am. It's not just being a blank check. Hallelujah. It's not just being a blank check, but whatever. No, no. It's about being who knowing who I am. Because I tell you, I want you to know that we're lost. But when we realize, how do we find out who I am? It's the love of God that gets past your understanding. Just let me love you. Let me love you. Come on, amen. Just let me love you. Hallelujah. Believe that I love you. Know that I love you. Let it get in you. Hallelujah. Let it run. Know that it runs deep. It runs wide. Hallelujah. He says, reaching forth to that thing which is before me. Ooh, hallelujah. He says, I press towards the mark. I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling in Christ Jesus. I press towards the mark. Tell your neighbor, he's the mark. He's the mark that I'm pressing. I want you to know that I got to get my focus right. So I want you to know, do you know what sin is? Sin means missing the mark. He is the mark. Come on, I want you to know that sin is missing the mark. Hallelujah. And whenever I focus on everything else, I'm missing the mark. His name is Jesus. Hallelujah. He's the prize of the high calling. Hallelujah. He's what you're looking for. He's what you need. Hallelujah. To be overwhelmed. I want you to know all you got to do is believe that He loves you, that He shed His blood for you, that He overcome for you. Hallelujah. That He went through hell for you. Hallelujah. He took your stripes. Hallelujah. For you. That's what love did. Hallelujah. It was overwhelmed. Hallelujah. That's what love did. It apprehended you when you weren't looking for it. He first loved me. He first loved me. Hallelujah. Come on. He made the first move. Hallelujah. My wife made the first move. She showed me she was interested. She went in, fixed her hair, got herself. Well, she was already pretty. She made some lemonade and brought it out to me. And I said, oh, that's all I need. Hallelujah. That's all I need. Come on, tell someone that's all I need. Hallelujah. I want you to know, hallelujah, there's a greater love that can love you like no other. Hallelujah. My wife loves me so much, but I want you to know there's one who loves me so much more. Hallelujah. And I want you to know that when I know His love, I can love her. And when she knows His love, she can love me. Hallelujah. Listen, I am broken, poor, and without anything without Jesus. Hallelujah. Without knowing this love that overwhelms me, overtakes me. Come on, amen. Because I want to be overwhelmed sometimes with hatred, anger. Come on, amen. I want to be over. I miss the mark. Hallelujah. When I aim for those things. But when I aim for the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus, I don't miss the mark. Hallelujah. You aim for Jesus. I was going to bring a football here tonight and throw it back there. Someone catch it and show you. Hallelujah. But I want you to know, listen, the enemy wants you to miss the mark. He wants to distract you. Hallelujah. God don't love you. See, if you begin to believe in your head, come on, we're aliens. Where? In our minds. Because He already made peace. He already made peace at the cross. He already made peace. There's no more war no more. God's not mad at me. You might be mad at God, but He's not mad at you. Hallelujah. He shed His blood. Hallelujah. So I want you to know that sometimes the enemy will try to distract you, tell you no, that God doesn't love you, that God's not there for you. Everything around you, begin you to focus on everything around you. And in the midst of that, we miss the mark. In the midst of that, we do things that we're not called to be or who we're not. Come on. But I aim for the high calling that's in Christ Jesus. Come on. We move towards things that we're not called to be. Tell someone that's not who I am. But I am who He says I am. Ooh, hallelujah. Don't take your eyes off Jesus. Amen. We got to focus on who He is. I just want you to get this tonight. Are you okay? Hallelujah. That I might know. Let therefore as many be perfect, be this minded. And if any otherwise be minded, God shall reveal this. Let me finish this in Ephesians and then I'm going to move on. Say, move on. That I might know. He says, now unto you who is able, say, is Jesus, to exceedingly, abundantly, above all. Above all that we think, come on, say it with me, all that we ask or all that we think, He's above it. He's already got it. He's already got it. I want you to know that He just wants you to talk to Him. He knows your problems. He knows your hurts and pains. But what prayer does, it gets you where He wants you. That you pay attention in His presence. You begin to talk to Him. I want you to know this is how powerful and sacred prayer is. It causes you to be awakened as you begin to cry out to God. Hallelujah. You begin to open yourself up. I want you to know that when we go without prayer, we begin to try to do it with our own strength and own ability. We need to get in God's face. We need to put ourselves in a place where that we're talking and we're communicating, hallelujah, with God. If I didn't talk to my wife for a week, she'd be hurt. God, help us. Come on. I pray that God stirs prayer like this never before in this church. I pray that God awakens us. I pray that that back room, hallelujah, gets overfilled with so many people that we can't stay in there no more. Hallelujah. I want to see people, hallelujah, feel, hallelujah, be overwhelmed with this love, hallelujah, that wakes you up, hallelujah, causes you to realize how much He loves you. You give God that moment to say, here I am, hallelujah, here I am. Here am I. To meet the I am. And He says, above all that you ask. I want you to know that sometimes we pray to God, but I want you to get this. I want you to take hold of this. Listen, sometimes we pray. Sometimes we're praying about our problems. And God knows them. God wants you to pray. He wants you to talk to Him. He wants you to tell Him what your problems are. Sometimes we just pour out. Sometimes we say this and that. Oh. But I want you to get a focus on, if we're focusing on our problems, we got to focus on Him. Come on, amen. We got to focus on Him. It's more than just what we're asking for. And I want you to know that sometimes we ask God and we wait for that. God says, no, no. They that wait upon the Lord. Don't wait for your prayer request to be answered. Just hand them to God. And know that He loves you. Do you know what Jesus, how did Jesus pray? Thank you, Father. Thank you. He didn't yell, He didn't complain, He didn't struggle, He said thank you. Why? Because you love me. You love me. Hallelujah. This thing around me, everybody might be against me, but you love me, God. Thank you. Whoo, hallelujah. Those are powerful words when you tell God thank you. When you just say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God. But sometimes we get focused on waiting for our prayers to be answered. Hallelujah. We wait for our prayers. And God says, don't wait for your prayers. Wait on the Lord. Hallelujah. Wait on the Lord. Hallelujah. Get your focus on me, because what happens is, if it don't come tomorrow, if it don't come next week, if it don't come the week after that, hallelujah, your mind is on what you haven't got and not who you have. Come on, come on. That's been my prayer life sometimes. Come on. That's been my prayers. God, this hasn't been answered. God says, listen, you need to focus on me. Hallelujah. Because I'm above all that you ask. Hallelujah. And all that you need. Hallelujah. It's in me. So whatever you ask for, hallelujah, look for me. Get your eyes on me. I'm the prize. I'm the reward. Hallelujah. It's just Jesus. Hallelujah. That's the news. Let Him know it. Come on, give Him praise. He's above all that we think, all that we ask, according to the power that worketh in us. That power is love. When we're awakened to it, when we're quickened by it, come on, we talk about it all the time. Love will make you do things you don't normally do. Come on, you haven't forgot about this. Come on, love will make you do crazy things. Come on, it'll make you get outside of yourself. I want you to know that, listen, this power that worketh in us needs to get outside of ourselves. Come on, it begins to get on others. Come on, amen, it needs to overwhelm. Come on, it needs to overtake one another. Amen? Hallelujah, that we get beyond ourselves all that we ask. Matthew 14, let's go. My brother took the clock off there. I took my watch off, so you're in trouble. Matthew 14, 22. My brother God, look at this. Bam. You need to put that up there too. Bam. I used to put those things. Bam. Whenever God just says something, it quickens. Bam. All right. He says, Matthew 30, he says, straightway Jesus constrained His disciples to get in a ship and to go. He constrained them. We're not going to get, you need to come Wednesday for the rest, because I'm not going to go where I really want to go. But listen, I want you to hear this. He constrained them to get in the boat. Say road trip. The first thing our flesh does is says, he constrained them. What did he say, Lindsay? He says, you guys got to go there. I'm going here. No, no, we want to go. No, no. He constrained them. Get in the boat. He constrained them. No, I want to go with you. Mm-mm. Come here. Get in the boat. Get in. Get in the boat. And not only was he in the boat, but listen, here's Jesus. They're in the boat, and Jesus goes, and he walks away. How do you feel? I want you to see this. Come on, amen. I want you to know something begins to work in our minds and our thinking. Just like you, these disciples were thinking some things. Come on back. Swim. So he says, straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get in the ship. He says, and go before him unto the other side. Go to the other side. But where are you going, God? Go to the other side. But God, wait. Go to the other side. Sometimes we don't like what God says. Sometimes we don't, not sure about what God. But he loves me. Amen. Come on, sometimes God sets some things up. Come on, do you ever see guardrails? You pay attention to guardrails? They're guidelines. To guide you, protection. You don't get mad at them. Oh, those guardrails! But when you go off the road like I have, and you rode up on them, you realize why they're there. To keep you back in line. I want you to know that sometimes he constrains us, so lines us back up again. I want you to get your eyes on the right thing. I don't know whether or not where they were, where they were just taking in the blessing and watching all this, feeling that they were above everybody else. We got this. We're with Jesus. He wants to be with us. He's in this church. Not sure about that. But I know he's here. I don't know about you, but maybe they were thinking something like that, where they thought this or whatever it was. I don't know. I can't get in their minds. But I want you to know that something happened whenever that happened. Something quick. I know that they felt something. And Jesus is walking away. He says, and go before him under the other side. And while he sent the multitudes away. They say he sent them away too. He sent them away first. And then he sent the disciples. He says, wait, we understand why you're sending them away. But us? Next verse. He says, and when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into the mountains. They might have been thinking they weren't there to see where he went, but he was going up to pray. I want you to see this and understand something. He was going to pray. He was finding his time to get alone with the Father. He was looking for that pray. He wasn't begging. He wasn't asking. But I want you to know that he was getting one with the Father. He was getting Father God, Lord, and feeling and knowing that love that the Father poured upon him to say, this is my beloved Son. That's who I am. I am a child of God. I am the Son of God. I am. Hallelujah. I am. And he says, he went up the mountain apart and to pray. And when evening was come, he was there alone. He was by himself. But I want you to see something, that there's an event that's happening while he's praying. I want you to know that there's sometimes you feel like you're alone. You feel like God's might have forsaken you. You feel like God doesn't know what's going on. He does. The Bible says that He is interceding before you, before all the saints. He's interceding on your behalf. Tell your neighbor on your behalf. When you ain't thinking about Him, hallelujah. When He's not on your mind, when you're not even in church on Saturday, He's thinking of you. He's on your behalf. Hallelujah. He says, and there they were alone, but the ship, the one that he put them on, Come on, you got to get this. The boat that he pushed out was being overwhelmed by a storm. I want you to hear this. I want you to know something, that sometimes in your life, there's tests that come upon you. There's things, there's challenges that come upon our lives. I want you to know that there's testings to show you that He's got this. If you let God be God, hallelujah, in the midst of everybody here, marriages, parents, families, businesses, churches, there's going to be a wind that blows. There's going to be a wind that irritates you. There's going to be winds that come that say, is this ever going to stop? Tell your neighbor, is this ever going to stop? And then the enemy begins to tell you, he pushed you here. You tell me he loves me. And then they're sitting in the boat, and then there's that one person, doubting Thomas. He's like, oh, I told you guys. Oh, I told you we shouldn't have gone in. We should have just went. We should have followed him. I told you we should have got back. We shouldn't have. I told you guys. I told you. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea. He's praying. There's things that you don't see in the unseen. What's it say? How's that song go? Waymaker. When you're doing what you're doing, even when I don't see you're working, even when I don't feel that you're working, you never stop. You never stop working. You never stop. When you don't feel that way, let a song begin to rise up in you. You never stop working. Never stop. Never stop working. And he says, and it was tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. Say opposing. I want you to see that sometimes there's things that are contrary that will cause us to miss the mark. They're contrary, hallelujah, to what God says. It doesn't seem like it's truth. It's opposing that which is truth. He said, go to the other side. Well, we can't get there. We're about ready to be overwhelmed with a storm. Oh, never stops working. And in the fourth watch, that was about between three and six in the morning. That's the darkest time. I want you to hear, when you feel like you're alone, it's about that 3 to 6 o'clock in the morning, hallelujah, where you feel like there's no hope. Hope's on the way. And it says, and the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went to them, walking on the sea. I want you to see something. I want you to understand something. That it's contrary. Here's Jesus walking on the storm. Its opposing force was greater than that thing that was there. Here comes the opposing force walking on the water. Hallelujah. I want you to see this. Hallelujah. Here he comes. He's walking on top of the water, and they're looking out there, and they're seeing this thing, and they're wondering, how can this be? And I want you to get this, because all of a sudden the disciple says, straightway they spoke one to another, and they were scared, and they began to see. Listen, next verse, he says, but straightway Jesus spoke unto them. He began to speak to them, be good cheer. What? That would have been me. What? I want you to say it's contrary. Those are two opposing forces. Be of good cheer. Don't be afraid. Either you're afraid or be of good cheer. In those, each of those in themselves are intense. But God says, it's me. Be of good cheer. Because I'm here. Don't be afraid. Here, look at me. Look at me. Look at me. Look at me. Come on. Focus on me. Come on, that's what he's saying. Focus on me. Focus on me. Come on. Because there's an opposing force trying to get you to miss the mark. There's an opposing force that's contrary to what I'm telling you. And if you keep your eyes on me, you won't miss the mark. I want you to keep your eyes on me. Come on, amen. I want you to keep your eyes on me. That's what he's declaring. Come on. I want you to see me. Come on. Because you can't do this in your own strength. You can't do this in your own mind. This storm's going to overwhelm you. But I want you to be aware. I want you to know, hallelujah, I'm God. Hallelujah. I am the resurrection and the life. Hallelujah. I am who I said I am. Hallelujah. I am the I am. And I'm walking on the water. It's contrary to what you think, what you feel. It passes your understanding. Don't try to understand it. Just take it. Hallelujah. It's faith that you believe. It's by faith I believe. And he says, be of good cheer. Don't be afraid. Next verse. And Peter answered him and said, man, here or there? I'm going there. Good choice. He says, I'm going to go there. I want you to understand something. I don't know where these guys were, but God was doing something. He was quickening. He was working in them to cause them. He knew who he was. There wasn't no storm that he wasn't above or greater than. It wasn't for his own sake. It was for their sake that they would know who he was, that they can understand who he was. And he just didn't want them to take hold of it and see it. He wanted them to partake of it. Hallelujah. Something within him, something within Peter, caused him to get out of a contrary situation, out of a situation that was overwhelming. The water was blowing up on each side. Each one of those guys were holding on with everything they got. Have you ever been in a boat that's been through a rocky river? I've been there. You find out who you are in the midst of a storm. And I was a baby. Scared. I was with a guy that was bigger than me, stronger than me. He was scared, more scared than me. And I had a little skinny instructor that was cocky standing on the edge saying, boy, if I can get a hold of you right now, young man. And as we begin to hit those rafts, hitting those waters. I got a picture of me. We got to find it someday. I'm going to put it on the wall. I'm not afraid. I had this helmet on my head. They don't make anything that you rent big enough for big guys. That wetsuit? Come up to here. Sleeves are up to here. Freezing cold. I had a vest on me that was just so tight. I couldn't move. And when we hit that thing, my face, when they hit that picture, I'm talking to Jesus the whole time. Oh, you know I love you, right? And a guy goes flying, a girl goes flying past us. I have a yellow hat on, she has a red hat. She goes flying down the river. Oh my God. Hey, skinny guy. Look. Huh. What color hat she have on? Red? She ain't mine. Well, you better remember I'm yellow. And if I fall out of this water, and I make it, I'm coming for you. But I want you to know everything was contrary. Everything was erupting. Something in that, in the midst of fear, in those moments, come on, when you're afraid and it's contrary, it's telling you this ain't good. This ain't good. You're not going to make it. You can't get through this thing. You're not going to. There's a lot of you. Come on. I want you to know that you're facing a lot of things that are contrary to what God says and what we've been preaching and what we've been declaring. But I want you to know it is what He is. He is who He says He is. Hallelujah. He is. And we're going to walk in victory and we're going to see God do what He does. Hallelujah. And He says, I bid you come on in the water. Hallelujah. Because it's nice. It's just right. And I want you to know it didn't stop when He got in the water. He got on the water. He began to walk. I want you to know it doesn't say how far He was, but He began to walk to Jesus. He's looking right at Him. And all of a sudden He gets slapped in the face with a fish. Come on. Causing Him to miss the mark. Come on, that's what sin will do. It'll cause you to miss the mark. It'll cause you, it'll disrupt you. It'll try to get you to get your face off Him. And emotionally, He began to sink. Come on, amen. He began to sink. He began to sink down into the water. He began to fall into the depths. And at that moment, Jesus looked at Him. And He says, and when it was boisterous, it was windy. Come on. There's some things that come in your life. They're not there to destroy you, but they're there for you to step up. Hallelujah. Step up a little bit higher. Hallelujah. That where you were before, hallelujah, God wants you to see Him a little bit higher. He wants to see you a little bit. Come on, say a little bit higher. Come on, hallelujah. Because He wants you to see Him for you, who He is. That you can turn around and tell those other ones, whoo, He's good. He is good. He sets me free. Come on. He wants you to be at a place where that you've been free. Listen, I've been set free. I've been loosed by drug addiction. And because of that, it was the hardest thing that I ever did when I stood at that moment and opened my heart up to God and said yes to Jesus. Come on. I was getting out of that boat. Everything was contrary. It was boisterous. Everything was slapping me in the face. But He was there to meet me. Hallelujah. He was there to meet me. And He says, and He was afraid. Whew. Come on, He was afraid, and He began to sink. And immediately, Jesus stretched forth His hand and caught him. Listen, I want you to see this when I was in prayer. Just watch this. See, because I want you to know this wasn't overwhelming Jesus. It was just all around Him, but He was... You know what He was focusing on? Peter. He didn't care about the storm. He didn't care about what was going on. But He cared about Peter. And He says He reached out His hand. Peter was looking this way. Took His face. Come on, this is just in my heart what I think. And he got his eyes back on Jesus. He began to turn his face. He said, Peter, you missed the mark. But look at me. Because he says, you have little faith. He says, you have burst of faith. That word means burst. Say burst. You hit it. Like Paul says. And then the next minute you miss it. But he says, it's all right. Look at me. Look at me. He began to pull his face towards him and say, look. Me. And it said unto him, he says, oh, little faith. He said, wherefore didst thou doubt? You doubted. And when they were come into the ship, the wind ceased. I want you to know, they didn't stop till he got back in the boat. They were still there, but his eyes were on Jesus, looking at him. The Bible says, look unto me where your help comes from. Look unto me. Keep your focus on me. There's a lot of things that are contrary. There's a lot of things that are overwhelming people today. But I'm here to brag about one who loves you and just trying to get your focus on him. Would you stand on your feet? Man, one of the greatest things that I took hold of when Jesus, he was walking in John. John was standing there and he was looking, and as he looked, he seen Jesus walking towards him. And John said this. He said, behold, the Lamb of God
who takes away the sin of the world. Behold the Lamb. Tell someone, behold Him. Take a look at Him. Because He's the Lamb. Do you know what the Lamb means? It's provision. He's your provision. He's your advantage, hallelujah, to what's contrary, hallelujah. He's your advantage to whatever you're going through. And He says, who takes away the sin of the world. And then you go down a little farther in the next chapter, and it says, the next day. Say the next day. John sees Him again. And He said, behold, the Lamb of God. I want you to know that Jesus already took away the sin of the world. He took it away. And I want you to know that when we get our eyes off of Him, we focus on sin, we focus on doubt, we miss the mark. I want you to know that John got it. He caught it. He realized that He took it away. Hallelujah. He's not taking it away. He's not someday. He took away the sin of the world. Just behold the Lamb. How do I go without sin? How do I get to a place without it? It's not contrary. Behold the Lamb of God. Tell someone, behold the Lamb. Don't go focus on anything else. Just behold the Lamb of God. Just behold Him. Just behold Him. Just look to Him from where our help comes from. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold Him. He's my provision in everything. That's who He is. Come on, let's just sing this chorus. If you need prayer, I want you to come forward.
I'm caught up in this holy moment. Never wanna leave. Oh, I'm not here for blessing.
Oh, yes, Lord. I'm one here for one thing.
Jesus, You don't owe me anything. More than
sing it.
I just want You.
Oh, yes, Lord.
I just want You. Nothing else. Nothing else. Nothing else could do. I just want You. Nothing else. Nothing else. Nothing else will do. I just want You. Nothing else. Nothing else. Nothing else will do. I just want You.
Yes.
Nothing else.
Come on, shout it out.
Nothing else will do. I just want You. Nothing else. Nothing else. Nothing else will do. I just want You. And nothing else. And nothing else. Nothing else will do. I just want to sing at Your feet. I'm caught up in this holy moment. I never want to leave. Jesus, you don't owe me anything, more than anything that you can do. I just want you. I'm caught up in your presence. I just want to see it at your feet. I'm caught up in this holy moment. I never want to leave. I'm not here for blessing. Jesus, you don't owe me anything. More than anything that you can do. I just want you. I just want you. And nothing else. Nothing else will do. I just want you.
Yes, yes,
and nothing else.
Oh,
and nothing else.
Yes,
nothing else will do.
Yes,
I just want you.
Oh, God,
and nothing else.
Yeah,
and nothing else. Nothing else will do. Nothing else.
Oh, would you love
nothing
no
else,
else
will do.
Yeah.
I just want you. And nothing else. And nothing else.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing else will do.
Oh, what a start.
I just want you.
Overwhelm us, Lord.
Nothing else.
My God.
And nothing else.
Yeah.
Nothing else will do. Nothing else will do. I just want you. Nothing else. And nothing else. Nothing else will do. I just want you. And nothing else. And nothing else. Nothing else will do. I just want you. Nothing else, and nothing else, nothing else will do. I just want you, and nothing else, nothing else will do. I just want you, and nothing else, nothing else will do. I just want you. And nothing else. Nothing else will do.
Listen, I want you to know that I'm here to tell you that, listen, God's putting a hunger in the people. You let it overwhelm you. Let it overwhelm you. I want you to know there's nothing to be ashamed of letting God just hold on to you. Hallelujah. Let Him embrace you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let Him get a hold of you. Hallelujah. Let Him touch your heart. I want you to know it doesn't matter. You can put up a wall. Hallelujah. He walks through them. He walks through them. Hallelujah. The disciples were in fear. They were hiding. And Jesus, when He rose from the grave, hallelujah, that love, hallelujah, couldn't be held back. And He stepped through the wall, hallelujah. And that love overwhelmed that room, hallelujah. It's His love that overwhelms you. I pray that you let Him overwhelm you. There's nothing else. There's nothing greater. I've looked for a long time. And there's nothing more than what He has for me. Nothing satisfies me. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I praise you. I glorify you. I thank you, God. I thank you for filling your people. Hallelujah. And I thank you, God, Lord, when they walk out of this place, to God, Lord, that they're reminded that you're working. Even though they don't feel it, even though they might not see it. Hallelujah. You're working. Hallelujah. You're working. Tell someone he's working. He's working. Hallelujah. And I'm on his mind. I am blessed and highly favored in his name. Come on, give somebody a hug. Bless somebody. Go pour out that love of God. Hallelujah. You got more than you think. Hallelujah.